No one may know how fast you did a job, but they know how well. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. And this is our instant inspiration. No one may know how fast you did a job, but they do know how well you did your job. We have people working for us who are temporary people. They come and as independent contractors and clean up for us around the place here. And we've had quite a variety of people over the years. And some of them are very, very quick, very quick. And then we send them out to do it again and again and again because they hadn't done the job well. They just did a lick and a promise. We had one young fellow. We were putting up a fence, and it's a temporary fence. But he said, how do you want this up? And I said, well, we always put up everything as though it's going to last forever. And when we put things up that are going to last forever, shortly thereafter, we take them down. But we put them up so that they're going to last forever. And if we don't put them up so they're going to last forever, then they have to stay up. So he took it upon himself to put up the fence by using one screw on the top and one screw on the bottom of each board. Well, we've had some good windstorms, and they've come along and wiggled the boards and wiggled the boards and wiggled the boards until the one screw just came right on out or busted. And boards will be lying here and boards will be lying there, and the rain comes down and so forth, and I say, hey, put those boards up. Well, you can't put the boards up because they're wet. I say, well, the boards up are wet up there too. I want those boards so that they stay. And he said, well, you said to put them in so that they, because it's just temporary. And I said, I never said that to you. I don't know how to say temporary. As far as I'm concerned, I put up everything to last forever. And if it doesn't last forever, then we haven't done a good job. We put in the staircase here in front of our house, and it took three staircases to get it done right. Each staircase was a gargantuan amount of concrete and steel, and each one had to be smashed to pieces and taken out because they were wrong. The first one, it was too high a step, 7 by 7 inches. The second one, the steps were perfect, 4 inches by 16, but they were going downhill. And a little bit of water on there, you go sliding down like a toboggan. Well, finally, they did it right. And it was interesting, too, because as I've told the story before, they said they couldn't do it. It wouldn't fit the staircase that I wanted in there because it just was not enough room. And I said, I'm paying you for it. There's enough room. Oh, okay. And so they put it in there, and it's just really gorgeous. And it's real easy to walk up and down because it's done right. Now, the other two builders were excellent builders. They have done a lot of work and have done it well. But on this particular job, they didn't do too well. And because they didn't do too well, it was our expense. We had to tear it down and put it up again. And people think, well, oh, that's okay for them. They don't know the difference. Well, it's not the matter that we don't know the difference. It's the matter that you know the difference when you do something. Are you giving it your best? We said to one of our workers the other day, you're not working up to your usual capacity. What seems to be the problem? Oh, yeah, I noticed that I wasn't really doing my best and I wasn't giving the best for the last three or four times I was here. And we said, well, we're aware of that, and we expect our money's worth out of you for whatever we pay you to do. And he says, yeah, I'm going to do my best. I'm going to try. But the thing is he going to try? Or is he going to have, don't just say yeah, because you haven't heard my story. Is he going to try? Or is he going to have some other little thing come up that's going to disturb him, and he'll not have his attention on his job? Will he have a new wife? Will he have a new family developing around him that'll demand his time and take him away from what he does? Whatever we do in life, no one knows how fast we did the job, but they know how well we did it. If each of us will give our very best to any little job that we do, and make sure that it is really done well. Then everybody will be happy. Now you say, well, there are some jobs you have to just sort of move along, you know. You do a little slipshod. Well, if you are ever asked to do a slipshod job, that's fine. You do a slipshod job for them, and your slipshod job is your best. You don't know how to do anything but your best. You don't know how to give anything but your best. You don't know, and you know, there's always time to do it over again. We've said that before. There's always time to do it, but there's never time to do it the right the first time. That's a phrase that we heard. Well, in our vocabulary, there's always time to do it right the first time. And we have told you, it's not what you do, but it's your attitude about it. And if you have a good attitude about doing anything, then you will do everything right the first time. And you'll do it perfect. Now, I was riding with Ellen in the expedition, and we went by the front gate, and the gate opened for us and closed and so on. And I said, Ellen, you're a miracle lady. That's just what we wanted the gate to do. When someone came to the gate, it would open, and they'd go out, and then it closed. And then we went to the garage door, and it opened and closed for us. And I said, hey. And I looked up at the button there, and it was stuck. It was stuck in the open position. So whenever we were near anything, up she went. And, but, you know, when you're so used to pressing the button so hard, you don't have to press it hard. You just press it because it makes a slight contact. And that sends out that signal to open and close the thing. But now, no one knows how well, how fast you do it, but they know how well you do it. So if you get your finger, bang, into that little button up there, the little button's going to catch in there sometimes, like it did now. And when it catches, then, of course, it's going to give you a false sense of what's going on. These are, yeah, these are the things that we have to be very careful of in our life. Now, we're not concerned of whether our handy people do their job right or not. We're not concerned of whether other people do their job right or not. We're only concerned about whether we do our job right or not. Because when it's our responsibility, we make sure that it's done right. And if it isn't, we get out there and do it. If we have asked other people to do it, and they have not done their job right, then we go and do it. We go and do it, and that's why if we take on any responsibility, and we're not equal to the total responsibility, then we are not equal to any part of the responsibility. The responsibility is to do the whole job. Ellen knows this. Ellen knows that if the bills aren't paid, then trouble comes, high interest and other things. So if she has to stay late to do the bills, she does it. If she has to do the bills and she knows she's going to do them, she puts herself aside and makes herself available to the bills. Now, this is what we do with any job we have in life. The stockbroker man who works for us, our financial investor. He's a young fellow named Ross, and he's about to retire. And so he's taking up a new occupation. It's sculpturing and painting. So he goes into his study or his studio, and he closes the door, and he's in there for 2 or 3 hours, and then he comes out. Doesn't say anything to anybody. But in there, when he's in there, he's not sitting and smoking his pipe or reading a magazine or listening to music. He is in there thinking about his work, thinking about his sculpting that he's doing. And he said, well, it took me 100 hours to do this one piece of sculpture. That sounds like a lot of hours, and it is. But he says, I went in for 3 hours a day, sometimes two or three hours every day, and I'd go and work on it, and then I'd leave it alone. And he said, you know, it won a prize, and the person who was the model said it looks just like them, you know, their family thought it was just like them. In fact, they wanted it, they bought it. But here, this is his first hand at sculpting, He had never been to a school to learn how to sculpture, how to work with these clays and these things. He had never been to a training class to teach him how the body is formed and shaped. Now he's going to go take a class in that after he's done his first magnificent piece. Well, I quite imagine that Ross is a good man, but he's going to get worse. Because as he goes to learn how to do it, he will forget how he did it. And he will start doing it how other instructors tell him how to do it. Instead of doing it with the magic of his own self, the magic of his own being. Now, let's just take the illustration. Michelangelo, that's a good one. So Michelangelo studied as an apprentice. And when Michelangelo was asked one day, who was his mentor? Who was his person who helped him the most? He said, me. Now, he's right. He did have other mentors who were very helpful to him and trained him in the field of art, and he became an exquisite artist. But they didn't train his eyes and his heart and his soul and his fingers. They only trained the mechanics to him, and anyone can train mechanics. But he had to train the magic of his soul to bring forth the poetry that he did in sculpting and painting. A magical man. Now, intellectual, he read a great deal, he was aware of things, he was in tune with the philosophy of the day, he knew all these things, he was a great man, but everything he did was the best. He would take anything and he would look at it for a while before he did anything with it to find what was captured in that stone that he would release. Now, what a magical way of saying something, huh? What a marvelous way of doing any kind of work, releasing the imprisoned splendor. And that's so glorious. Now, wouldn't it be nice if each of us could train ourselves to release our own prison splendor and let it loose? No one knows how fast we do a job, but they do know how well, because how well we do our job stands out for all to see, not necessarily in the objectivity that they see, but the subjectivity that comes through in the care about the little details. Makes all the difference in the world. Well, no one may know how fast you or I do a job, but they sure can tell how well. Have a wonderful day and do wonderful things, and know that I love you very, very much.